Army Specialist Stefan Mace, 21, grew up in Purcellville, Virginia. He was posted to Afghanistan, where he was killed this month. NPR's Habiba Noshin has this profile.
On a quiet street in Falls Church, Virginia, balloons that read, "Home of the Brave," are proudly displayed on the front lawn of Kay Petro's house. Next to them, there is a sign.
In honor of Stefan, a brother, son, grandson, friend, American hero.
Petra was Stefan Mace's grandmother. Inside the house, she and her husband, John, sit at the kitchen table and tell stories about their grandson. Mace was the second of four boys and was known as the ultimate prankster. His grandma says he would often hide insects around her house.
You could just count on him to do something devilish when he was here.
Mace loved animals. When he was a teenager, he got a chance to go to South Africa to work on a safari. After 2 years in high school, he dropped out and took his GED.
And we knew he was rather bored with school, and he wanted to get into the Army.
Inspired by his grandfather, who was a former CIA agent, Mace became a cavalry scout and was deployed to Afghanistan in April. Less than 6 months later, Mace was killed when his base was attacked.
He was looking around, thinking about colleges, and then one Sunday morning he got a call and said he's dead. It's the worst thing that could happen.
Stefan's family moved to West Virginia 2 years ago.
This is my brother's giant room.
Matthew, Stefan's older brother, gives me a tour of his room. There's a large bed and a 62-inch TV. On the dresser sit various souvenirs from his safari trips.
I know his drawers are full of bullets.
Matthew says while on leave in August, Stefan was anxious to get back to Afghanistan to be with his buddies. He felt guilty leaving them behind. Matthew shares Stefan's Facebook profile.
Yeah, every single picture you see in here, you know, he's either doing something goofy to make everybody laugh, or he's just got a big smile on his face. That's who he was.
Matthew reads the last entry Stefan wrote 3 days before he died.
September 30th at 6:03 a.m. "So beautiful girl can make you dizzy like you've been drinking Jack and Coke all morning." That was the last thing he wrote.
In the living room, Stefan's mother, Vanessa Adelson, sits hugging her gray sweatshirt that reads, "Army Mom."
He had lots of girls after him. We were afraid at his funeral that there were going to be cat fights there. You know, the girls loved Stefan.
Adelson picks up a photo of Stefan with his girlfriend.
You know, most of us could live a ripe old age in our 90s and not have done as much. He lived. He lived.
His mother says she finds comfort in knowing he got to fall in love before he died. Habiba Noshin, NPR News.
This is NPR News.